All my life, I've always had this feeling that I have to somehow do something really great with my life and make my life worth it. And I've had all these projects that I've wanted to launch and all these ideas that I've wanted to execute. But every time I start thinking about the mechanics of it, what I need to do, I overwhelm myself so much that it stops me from doing it. The fear and the thought of having to do it is so overwhelming and paralyzing to me. Now, I turned 27 not long ago, and there's been a lot of changes happening all at once. I'm changing as a person. The things that I used to value and find important are shifting. My body is changing. You know, the outfits that I used to feel confident and comfortable in now make me feel self-conscious, and the things that I told myself I'd never wear because I would never let my body go into that state, I'm wearing. My mind is changing. What I was able to motivate myself to do prior, now I find such a struggle to mentally drive, and it's more challenging for me now to push aside that inner voice that always reminds me how I'm not doing enough, how I haven't achieved enough, and how I'm not as good enough as the people around me. My workload is changing. My project construction management degree, which I've been studying full time for over the last 3 years, is coming to an end. And my commitments with the Built Environment Association, which was an association that I created for students studying at UTS in construction, property and architecture, that's also finishing up now as well, because I'm graduating uni, so I have to pass on the baton. And so that workload is changing as well. My work team has changed. So I work in construction, and after a project finishes, we get moved onto a different project, and generally you'll be working with a brand new team and brand new people that you haven't worked with before. And I was working with my last team for the last 2 years. I got to really know them on a very personal level, and to move on from that and now have to start all over again in finding out who these people are, that can sometimes be very uncomfortable. My personal life is changing as well. I'm getting married to my partner next year, and with that has come pressure that I've put on myself. No one else has put that pressure on, but pressure that I've put on myself in starting this new phase of my life, this married life. And let's even break it down to the finances. Man, the finances are changing, especially with this wedding. You know, I've also moved out as well the last 2 years, and I've had to value the dollar and deprioritize things that I used to spend a lot on, or think twice about whether I need to buy something or not, while still not feeling too restricted. And so there's just been a lot of different changes happening simultaneously in my life. And I guess that's what we call adulting. I honestly didn't think that I'd be the kind of person to get stressed in times of change. I would say that I'm someone who's quite adaptable generally. And I thrive off that change. But lately it's been so challenging to have a grasp on what is going on. I feel less in control of my life. I think especially because that rigid structure that I had is now dissipating and changing. And have you guys ever felt so sure about who you were and what your values were and what you stood for and what made up your identity? And suddenly it feels like you don't know yourself at all. Like, have you guys done the work? You've journaled, you've really had introspective time to figure out who you were, and suddenly all these changes happen and you have to start again because you feel like you don't know who you are. Because that's definitely how I'm feeling at the moment. The things that used to drive me and motivate me and get me out of bed, that spark my energy, you know, the things that inspired me to push and work through that last hour of the day, some of those things don't give me that feeling anymore. And I think that's the trap, right? We compare ourselves to what we used to be able to do, and we ask ourselves why we can't do it anymore right now like we used to. Why can't that crop top look good on me like it did 10 years ago or 3 years ago? Why am I wanting to stay home more than going out to the clubs and the bars and having a big night out? You know, why can't I be that person that I was 2.5 years ago? And then, of course, I open the floodgates for that inner critic to enter the scene. And it'll say things like, "Oh, Steph, you've become that boring old person you said you'd never become. You know, you're becoming lazy and unproductive. You're wasting your life away doing nothing substantial. You know, you're all talk. Like, you say all these things on LinkedIn and you post all these things on your Instagram story, but, you know, you're struggling and you don't have the mental resilience that you talk about, and you don't have the willpower to push through the tough times like you always make it out to be." And it just gets, yeah, like I just feel like a fraud sometimes, because on some days I genuinely feel like I've got my shit together and I know what I'm doing, and other days I feel like I don't, and I feel like an imposter. And when I say this out loud, it sounds freaking crazy, because what I'm saying to myself is not nice. It's really, really mean. And how am I supposed to be in a great mental space if I'm constantly speaking to myself like that, and I'm allowing that inner critic to treat me like that, you know? And man, that inner critic friggin' sucks. I feel like sometimes you can go down such a big, deep rabbit hole of being so mean and so tough on yourself that it's hard to get out. And I think the worst part of all that is when you are feeling so deep in that hole, it's because you have portrayed a certain strength to yourself most times, and suddenly you're feeling this weakness that you've not normally had to deal with. It's hard to ask someone for help because it's so out of the blue for you. It's very unlike you that you don't want people to get concerned. Like, I don't know if you guys can relate to that. I definitely relate to that. Like, I'm generally not someone who goes, "Oh, I'm really struggling with this. Like, I'm finding this really, really hard." You know, I'm generally someone who can, like, I'll have a hiccup and I'll have a bad evening, but then the next day I'll be fine. And when I'm sharing, or when I feel like I'm really deep into it and I'm struggling a lot, it's hard for me to speak about it because I don't want people to worry about me, because I know that it's just a phase of my life. But it's just weird because this phase is staying here longer than I am generally used to. So when I am in that state where I'm constantly questioning who I am and my being, and there's all these changes, and like I just don't know what's going on, even though I'm trying to know what's going on, but I really am confused. And the strategies that used to work for me are not working for me as effectively as I want them to. And the thoughts that I used to, you know, think to help motivate myself is not functioning the way that it is at the moment. The negative thoughts can really consume me, and they stop me from doing what I really want to do. Like, for example, I've been wanting to create a podcast for a couple of years now, but the fear paralysis stops me in my tracks because, well, there's two main reasons. The first is I get anxious. I'm worried about what people around me will think of me. I'm worried that they'll think I'm an imposter and that I'm all talk. And secondly, I don't want people to pity me, because when I'm being vulnerable, it's not because I want people to feel sorry for me and be concerned for me. Because if I want people to be concerned about me, I'll tell them. But it's just more like I want to be vulnerable because I want to let people know that things are not always as it seems. And, you know, I just want to clarify myself. You know, I want to go on this self-exploration journey by disclosing the touchy subjects that keep me up at night. And it's just because I like sharing. Like, that's just how I am personally. I just need to offload. That's my personality. Whereas someone like my partner, Sid, he's someone who, if he's going through something, he doesn't really share it. Like, he can resolve it internally. But for me, if I'm going through something, expect a call from me. That's I'm going to be venting, ranting. I'm just extrovert like that. I need to offload that energy. And yeah, let's be clear here, right? It's not like no one has come up to me and told me that I'm shit, or they're judging what I'm doing, or they're saying, Steph, you're a fraud, like, what are you doing? But it is all in my mind, and it's all me overthinking about things that haven't eventuated, that are not factual. It's just that challenge of having to overcome something because it's so personal to you, and you want it to be such a success, but you're also really scared about the what ifs. So it, rather than giving it a shot, it's kind of easier not to do it, so that you don't have to receive the potential backlash or the consequences of being so vulnerable. But I turned 27 this year, and I'm getting closer to the 30 age, and I'm feeling weird about it, because, you know, I did this I'm doing a mentoring course with my mentor Eleanor, and she put it this way, right? She goes, think about an average person and their lifespan, and an average person lives to about 83. Convert that to weeks, right? So then an average person has 4,316 weeks based on living to the age of 83. And I'm 27, so I've already used up 1,404 weeks. So I only have 2,912 weeks left of my life if I live to 83. And that scares me, because we actually don't have that much time on this earth to do stuff that we want to do. And if you take into account the amount of time that you sleep, that you work, you eat, hang out with people, And then take into account the time that you're doubting yourself, or you're stopping yourself from doing things because you're scared, or you miss opportunities because you just don't want to get out of your comfort zone, or you laze around watching TV because you need to decompress your brain after a long day of work, you know, or you are just so focused on meeting that future goal or trying to get to the future. Like, I remember when I was younger in high school, I couldn't wait till I turned 18. I couldn't wait till I was an adult. And, you know, I didn't appreciate and live in the presence of my high school life because I was always looking for towards the future. And then I find myself doing that now as well, where I'm like, okay, I've got the job. Now I need the house. And I'll probably get to the house and I'll go, well, now I need, I don't know, the car, or I'll need the property investment. So all that time that we're spending not actually doing things that we really want to do, like when you take into account all that, you really haven't spent a lot of time doing the things that you want to do. And if it continues that way, you're not going to spend a lot of those weeks doing the things that you want to do either. So, I mean, how many hours do you guys think that you've actually put into developing and doing things that you want to do? And how many hours or how many weeks do you think you guys have spent staying in a situation that you're not happy in because you're scared of taking that jump, that next step out of your comfort zone? Like, I can totally relate to that, right? I worked at this construction company when I didn't have my degree yet, and it was such a toxic environment, but I didn't want to leave because I was scared that if I left, everybody would think really badly of me and everybody would talk a lot of smack about me, and the industry's small, so everyone would think badly of me because I left this place. I don't know why. I was quite naive, obviously, as you can hear. But, you know, had I left that place earlier, and had I actually had the confidence in believing in myself to study earlier, and so that I could work for a more reputable, credible company, I would have saved so many weeks and I would have been able to do the things that I wanted to do. So that's why I just feel like I can't let my fear hold me back from giving things a try, because I only have 2,912 weeks left on this world. So I'm just having fun with it. I'm giving myself another project to do outside of my 7-to-5 job so that I can learn more about myself through others. And by no means is this podcast going to be perfect off the bat. Nothing is, and that's what I have to remind myself. Everything is a work in progress. You don't just come up with an idea and it's suddenly perfect. There's iterations of it. Like, that's why when you write an essay, you have a draft first. You know, you don't just have the final piece. You always come back and you reread, and even that, a simple action like that, is a form of reiterating. And, you know, I've tried that method of planning it all out and making sure that it's perfect so that when I launch it, it's perfect. But, you know, it doesn't work, because that's just not how life is. Life is not meant to be perfect. I'm not meant to be perfect, you know? When I put that pressure on myself to come up with a perfect product, I don't execute it. And that's one of the biggest setbacks that we all face sometimes. It's just like we sit there and we ponder and we think, like, oh, should I do this? Or what are other people going to think about this? Or, you know, I need to create the perfect podcast cover and it has to have the perfect colors that represent me and the font and, you know, figure out what my niche is so that I can have the perfect marketing strategy off the bat. Like, no, just freaking do it. just start, just do something. Because everything is a work in progress, including yourself, including myself. And we just have to do it so that we can figure out where the error is. What things are we doing really well? What things can we reiterate because we're doing it really well? And what things do we revise because perhaps it's not working really well? So yes, I am very nervous. I am extremely nervous putting myself out there and being vulnerable. And I'm going to have this huge pressure over myself because I know it's not perfect, even though no one asked me to be. But I'm really, really excited to have some challenging and deep conversations with myself and give myself a safe space to be introspective, because there's a lot going on in here, and also have the opportunity to speak with other people, you know, everyday people who are just also trying to figure it out. And I would love to learn what their strategies are, because what I have experienced lately, being going through this weird period of my life, is that, you know, it's really funny because when I catch up with some friends and they're like, Steph, how are you? Like, you look like you're doing amazing and you're killing it and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, honestly, I don't feel that way. And they're shocked. They're like, what? You don't feel established because you've done this and this. Like, you don't feel successful because you've created such an awesome association that's raised a lot of money, that's, you know, sponsored by these big names. And, you know, you don't feel successful because you've worked full time, studied full time, and now you're graduating. Like, you literally overloaded this year. Like, you don't feel successful after all that. And I'm like, no, because I feel like I haven't done enough. And it's just really, really funny how perspective works, right? Because in my mind, I'm going, fuck, I'm a failure. I'm not where I want to be. I don't know who I am. You know, and that's not the truth, but that's just my perception. And then other people's perceptions of me are completely different, and vice versa, right? Like, the people that I look up to, and I'm like, my God, I love how calm you are, and I love how you handle situations. Like, it feels like you're so confident in who you are, and that person's like, oh my gosh, I don't even feel that way at all. And it's just so hilarious to me, because everyone, it just reminds me that everyone always has something going on, and everybody's perceptions of themselves and other people are so different. And so I think sometimes when we're going through those periods of discomfort and just figuring yourself out, everyone has a different way of going about it. So I'm going to have some really cool people on here, and people who I really look up to and are inspired by, and they're not famous or anything yet, one day, but I'm going to start with everyday people who are doing incredible things, and I just want to learn how they're figuring it out. Like, what mental strategies have they adopted to get through a rut? And that will hopefully get me out of my little rut as well. And hopefully you guys out of a little rut if you're in a little rut. So yeah, watch this space. I'm excited. Till next episode. Bye.